worth stubbing in the flesh.
My dear Mrs. Hemoglobin, when I first saw you, I was so enamored with your beauty.
Oh, Bill.
I ran to the basket, jumped in, went down to the city and bought myself a wedding outfit.
Well, Mulligan tells me you buried your wife several years ago.
Oh, yes, I had to die. J. Farnsworth Wallaby, he's an Australian sheep man. You played golf with him. I had a friend with him. The Mip and Tip of Boffinandale, an Indian potentate.
Og, I'd like you to meet my father. Father, this is Og Ogilvy.
Og Ogilvy? Sounds like a bubble in a bathtub.
Larceny, whipsnake?
It's not larceny. It's larceny, and it's not whipsnake. It's whipsnake.
I used to be one of the Schicklgruber sisters. Remember the Schicklgruber sisters?
No.
I love the dumpling.
No.
Likewise.
I told you before never to call me Mr. Bissonette in front of Mrs. Bissonette. Bissonette.
He used ridiculous pseudonyms for himself as writer of his own films, such as Mahatma Kane G, Otis Cribblecup, and Charles Snavely. He delighted in all kinds of gibberish sounds, as in this introduction to an opera.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have the honor of rendering for your approval this evening the first doojijig of the opera Schreckensnatz by Gilka Kimmel and Ossip Pippitone.
Music itself was something he never cared for, and his rendition of song seems to verify that opinion.
I'd rather have two girls at 21 each than one girl at 42.
What's that tune you're playing?
It's brand new, Commodore. They call it Swanee River.
No good. It'll be forgotten in 2 weeks. People can't remember the tune.
Or this elegant Swiss yodeling song.
The moon climbed to the mountain high. And he climbed so high that he reached the sky.
Good night, boy.
Actually, the phrases that he delivered through that magnificent nose was all the music he ever wanted.
What a gorgeous day. What a fulgent sunshine. What a fulgent sunshine, yes. It was a day of this sort that McGillicuddy brothers murdered the mother with an axe.